Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Or else okay. Something really got crossed up. I mean, he just booted it right into the end zone.
All right, so we have the answer here. I believe this is Jim Wexel, who the last time we heard from him, he was asking Aaron Rodgers if teams, he was asking about the old
team
adage.
Team that drinks together plays well together.
Team that drinks together wins together.
Yeah.
Now he was doing Big J journalism here, asking Danny Smith about
Wexel contains multitudes
why
here.
That punt was blasted through the end zone at the end of the game.
Why did you have to kick into the end zone? Early game, like 15 yards?
I'm not worried about his net putting at that time. I'm worried about winning the game.
But I mean,
you talk about the last punt of the game?
Yeah.
I'm worried about winning the football game. Why are you going to put the ball in play with 12 seconds left of the game? Make no sense. They got a returner back there? We're going to win the game. They got one time I started to 20, win the game. I ain't worried about his net putting at that time.
That's one of the worst answers I've ever heard. That's one of the most nonsensical answers I've ever heard from a guy who should know better. If it was Danny Smith's call, do you think Mike gives him some deference? Like, he believes in him enough as a position coach that Mike would say, you coach this however you want to in this situation?
Not in that situation, no, I don't.
You think Danny Smith's getting it from Mike? Because if he was covering from Mike there, no, he did a hell of a job of it.
I don't. In deference, I'm trying to answer this question without sitting on the fence. I think that Mike would probably express to Danny Smith first what he wanted out of the play, because he's got to make a decision: do we go for it or punt? Okay, he decides to punt.
We're taking five extra yards.
You want the five extra yards? Yes.
To give it, but hold on. You only take. Let me argue something with you for a second.
Yeah.
You might take the delay of game because, hey, you can run the clock down as far as you want, and that's an argument in favor of it. And the 5 yards is ancillary.
Yes.
But if your goal was to
just blast it through the end zone,
why not just run the play clock down to one or snap it in that little interregnum between 1 and 0?
Yeah.
Where the umpire has to look up.
Yep.
And then just kick the ball as far as you can.
So I think this actually supports your argument then. I think Tomlin went into it thinking, let's put my punter in a better position to pin them deep. And then Danny Smith argued, but why would Danny Smith argue just blast it deep and trust the defense? He doesn't coach the defense.
Also, this is my real problem.
And he would absolutely have faith or belief in his punter to execute a punt that dropped inside the 10-yard line.
He didn't really say that. He said, I don't want the ball in play. Here is my problem.
The ball like something Tomlin would say.
The ball was punted from the, 39-yard line or whatever it was? Because it was only a net 19-yard gain.
Because it moved them back. So originally they were at the 40. And then
20-yard line.
And then, Minnesota, the punt was attempted from the Minnesota 45.
Okay, 45. All right, so 25 yards of position is what they technically...
Really only 20, though, because really they didn't have to take the delay game.
He says, I don't want the ball in play. Trust the defense. Danny, if you're kicking a coffin corner punt from the 40, from the plus 40,
yeah,
and your punter does the job correctly,
yeah,
there should be both gunners and like two or three other people standing there still next to the returner. The ball should hang in the air for what, 4 seconds, let's say?
Yeah.
And probably, let's just say, at somewhere between the 10 and 3 yard lines, if right. he does a good job.
Right.
Every NFL player worth a crap,
yeah.
from snap to kick to ball comes down,
yeah.
can get down there in time to be there standing next to the player.
I think we're missing the obvious point here. It's not about like what you it's not even about executing what you're describing, which is obvious, which you can clearly do. It's if you cough and corner it, the worst case scenario is what they did.
A touchback.
It's a touchback. If the goal is to try to kick it out of bounds and kick it out of bounds at like, you know, the 5 yard line or the 2 or 3 yard line, try it. If it works, awesome. If it doesn't, well, I guess maybe he would argue that the punter would punt. Is the punter so bad at directional punting he's going to punt it out of bounds before the 20-yard line?
I mean, that
seemed like, you want to talk about college punters, that's like something a high school or college punter would do.
I'm mystified by this. I actually have to go with Tomlin wanted a normal, like Tomlin, like any defensive coach, knows that a longer field is a tougher field to traverse.
Right.
That Tomlin wanted a longer field in a typical coffin corner, that he called for a delay of game to make sure that they could give Waitman the appropriate amount of room.
Yes.
And that Danny Smith lost his ever-loving mind and called for, in terms of a few good men, called for the code red.
And on his own, just told Waitman to blast it through the end zone?
Yeah, I mean, could have whispered, kick this thing as far as you can.
The problem we have with this so far is we don't have Tomlin's side of the story because in Ireland, he talked for 15 minutes after the game and it was all they won, so I get that. And then there wasn't a press conference today, so we never got Mike's version of what happened here. We won't, because by the time we get to Cleveland off the bye week, it's just not going to be
a relevant story anymore. Is there anybody out there listening who's in those pressers? I know we try not to do press conference ombudsman much because neither of us has a chance.
I actually love press conference ombudsman.
Well, I don't do it because you actually usually once a year end up traveling and going to a game and then asking press conference questions. Jim Wexel, anybody else, if you're out there, I'm begging you, burn one of your valuable questions to Mike next week and say, Mike, what happened on Corliss Waitman's final punt? Why did he kick it directly into the end zone on the fly? I would kill to hear him answer that question. Because either he wanted it done and has to find a way to lie, or it's obvious that Danny Smith wanted it done on his own and Mike has to cover for him because he's not going to throw probably his like pound-for-pound best positional coach under the bus. Or Corliss Waitman, literally one of the worst punts in NFL history. And he's going to presumably cover for him because they won the game and it worked out. I actually am going to give Mike a pass here. I don't think he had anything to do with this.
Really?
I really don't. I cannot possibly imagine. I can't get from point A to point B on taking the delay of game only to tell your punter to kick it.
I actually disagree with you on that, though. Here's why. If Tomlin's plan was to have that, now that I actually think about this, now that I'm hearing all of this, if Tomlin's plan was to give his punter more room and have him either coffin corner it or punt it short of the end zone, and Danny Smith on his own or the punter on his own went and just blasted the ball out of the end zone, we absolutely would have seen Tomlin explode on the sideline.
Fox would have picked up on him, though, and he didn't look happy, is my recollection.
Well, he probably didn't look thrilled because now he's got to sweat this out and, you know, well,
then
hold
he should
on.
Have gone for it on fourth and one, but that's
true.
But I think they cut to him and it looked like he was annoyed.
I feel like there would have been some kind of, I just told you to do this and you defied me, you blew me off, you ignored me. Like, are you kidding me? Like, honestly, if a special teams coach if they had lost the game in a situation like what you're describing, this code red, if the special teams coach went rogue and that backfired and they lost, you fire the guy the next day.
I would think so.
He's done.
Even in Steelers world, that's like insubordination leading to defeat.
Right. So nothing about Danny Smith's personality would tell me that, like, I could see Mike initially wanting to, you know, have Waitman try to pin him deep and Danny Smith talking him out of it. I mean, we saw Tomlin get talked out of a field goal in that game by Aaron Rodgers.
Humor me. How many yards into the end zone do we feel like that landed?
That ball got crushed, man. It wasn't even close.
Was it 7 or 8 yards in?
It bounced in the back of the end zone. Wouldn't you agree, Donnie? Like, that ball did not barely make it to the end zone. It was booted through the end zone.
Yeah, it never had a prayer to
it's turning kind of fun PM team detectives. Let's all put our craziest theories, like Always Sunny with all the red string going around the room, Don. Humor me with this one. Mike even knows, I think he manages the clock very poorly, but I think Mike does understand the value of every second counts late in a game like that. You want as few seconds on the clock left, for example, for the other team. Here's another theory. Waitman really did just kick one of the worst punts ever. If you were telling Corliss Waitman, I want you to kick this ball out of the end zone.
Yeah.
Could you not conceivably tell him to kick it quite literally as far as he could? Because for every second that ball is in the air, even if it is 40 yards over the end zone, the clock is running.
Yeah.
They got the ball back with 102 left.
Yeah.
You could argue that if you get it back with 59 left because he kicked the ball 75 yards in the air, that those 3 seconds matter.
Yeah.
We know that they do.
Yeah.
So I have to bring user error here, independent of coaching, into this insane hypothetical set of situations. I have to. Well, if you're going to tell them to get it into the end zone, get your money's worth.
I can see Tomlin having the opinion there. I'd rather get beat with my defense letting them come downfield and tie it on a field goal or give up a touchdown versus they take back some ridiculous punt return.
But how often do punts even get returned when they are kicked from where that was kicked?
I
don't know how to do a stat search on this.
I know.
But
field punts that turn into touchdowns.
Punts kicked from the plus side of the 50, from the opponent's 45 and
in. Yeah, because with the hang time, there's time for everybody to get down there and make sure it doesn't
happen. I would
wonder
what percentage of those punts that are even attempted anymore in the NFL, because few coaches actually attempt them. Usually you just go for it unless it's like 4th and 15.
Yeah.
And then they'd kick a field goal. For the few of those punts that actually happen, I bet you under 5% get returned. Like, you'd have to have a guy accidentally line drive one right at
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The returner.
All right. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. PM team name game coming up in 15 minutes. 6 o'clock. Who follows us tonight? Jack Hillgrove?
Yep.
Jackie boy. All right. Let's get into some of these comments that came out of Steelers practice today. Arthur Smith. Hot topic now is what happens with Calvin Austin out. Reports that Calvin Austin's shoulder injury is going to keep him from playing in at least the Browns game, maybe more. It's a week-to-week injury, not day-to-day thing. And Roman Wilson was nowhere to be found again. The only thing he did was recover that onside kick against Minnesota. Ball that was kicked right at him. I'll tell you, Arthur Smith gets a little bit chippy now in these Q&As with reporters. Kabali's the guy that asked the question. Let's listen to Arthur Smith's response.
Roman have to step up here with Calvin's absence.
It's not just one person. I mean, it's like week to week. You look at our game plan and the way we were ahead of a lot, and so Spence and played a lot more. But and that's just the way the game flowed. I mean, it wasn't as many. She used proper English, Mark. I don't want you to crush me on the grammar. But there wasn't as many opportunities in that game, for Pat or Johnu, and that's just going to be different week to week. And so, we'll put a plan in for Cleveland. Roman and those other receivers, be more opportunities depending on what the hell they tell us, what's really going on there. It's so early, and I'm sure Mike will talk about that. It's like the game the day before. Tell you Jalen's out. It didn't really alter our plan because we had a lot of faith in Kenny G and Caleb. But let's say I just deal with what they give me. You have contingency plans, and you got to make it work.
These Arthur Smith answers meander so far away from the initial question.
I don't want to use bad grammar, Mark. You're going to come after me.
It doesn't explain things at all. So his point he's trying to make is we wanted to do something differently in this game where it was mostly about featuring our run game and putting guys on the field to run the ball the most successfully and efficiently. And we got a lead, so we stuck with it, and we didn't really have a lot of situations in the game where we had to throw it. Fine. The problem is, whenever there is an opportunity, people keep getting the opportunities ahead of Roman Wilson. So Calvin Austin goes out, Scotty Miller goes in. Calvin Austin, we didn't know this before the season started. Steelers insiders were giving us answers that contradicted themselves and at times were all over the place. It was unclear to everybody around the Steelers who their number two wide receiver was even going to be at the beginning of the year. They made it sound like those two guys were neck and neck, Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson, and they liked both. As it turned out, Austin got all the playing time, and Roman Wilson got none. They ordered a pizza. Austin ate the whole thing. All that was left was like a piece of crust, and that's what Roman Wilson got. So,
good job, though, on that onside kick, said. Hey!
I mean, the issue is you have a third-round pick, and you keep installing offensive game plans
that don't involve
him. Don't involve him and involve your blocking fifth wide receiver, your number three and number four tight ends, your backup running back, your sixth offensive lineman, for Pete's sake.
And you know what, though? The crazy part is, because that game plan worked so well, I see no reason to think that they're going to change their stripes. The Browns are really good at defending the run. Although, Detroit still put quite a hurting on them.
Detroit's offensive coordinator said, yeah, they're good. They haven't seen us yet, though. And guess what? He was right.
He was exactly right. That's a nice flex. But I would imagine, even knowing that the Browns are pretty good at stopping the run, that they're going to come out with a similar game plan to the Vikings just for the sole fact that it worked. So where does that leave them? He's not a good blocker compared to Skowronek. Like, if your plan is DK Metcalf's out there all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, but our posture is going to be, we're going to put a lot of big dudes out there and one other wide receiver and run it at you. Did you watch some of the cut-ups of Skowronek on Gainwell's one touchdown run? He's trying to block the guy into the ground after the play is over.
Yeah, he is.
He is an absolute MF-er in the most complimentary way possible when you're running the ball and he's blocking.
I do like him. I made fun of Kabali for saying every Super Bowl team needs a guy like Ben Skowronek, but
he's obviously not the receiver this guy is, but he blocks with the viciousness and general cruelty of a Hines Ward.
Here is Arthur Smith on Tomlin's decision to forego fourth and inches and punt back to the Vikings at the end of the game.
Conversations, you know, situationally, and you're always ready as a play caller for two downs. I mean, if you're not, you know, and then ultimately, because and I've been there, you know, where Mike's got to make, you know, those are the decision discussions going on. But as a play caller, I'm always ready either way, and there's a lot of factors that go into it. Wish we could have ended the game right there. So there's a lot of things you look at. All right, next time that comes up, you know, what are you going to do? Why didn't it work? I mean, obviously the result wasn't there, but what really happened on that play? It was a play we had used earlier, but there's other options on that play, and we came up a little short, clearly.
My quick thought on that one, sorry. Mm-hmm. I think there's a couple things there. He still wants another head coaching job, mm-hmm. and so he's not going to get fiery in the press ever. Not that he would. I think that's also a little bit spoken like a guy who's had to make those in-game decisions before, and maybe even though I'm sure he wanted to go for it,
he definitely did. He said he had two plays ready there.
Is trying to be a little bit both, I'm a good subordinate here, and also maybe says, hey, I've been on the wrong end of making that call once or twice for the offense and maybe having it backfire. I think there's a little bit of grace being extended there.
Diplomatic answer, but I think he did make it sound, at least to me, without going overboard, that he would prefer to have gone for it. The back part of that answer, too, where he said on the third down play that didn't work, there were some options there. It made me feel like maybe he wanted Aaron Rodgers to check to a different play, and he didn't. One more here. This is Tom Arth. Tom Arth having a rough day. He's a Cleveland native, and the last time I saw him, his kids and family were all decked out in Guardians gear. So
they got scoobled today.
Even though he's moved here, I'm not saying that at all to denigrate him. You know, this baseball team here has not won a lot. And that team
stones,
has
stones, glass houses.
That team has won, so if he wants to maintain that here, I'm not going to crucify him for it.
Mm-hmm.
He got asked today about Will Howard, because Will Howard has been out of sight, out of mind. Aaron Rodgers has played well, but Will Howard is not even on the roster, and people speculated when he had that injury that he would be basically shelved away and redshirted on the IR all year. So here is Arth on what's up with Will Howard right now.
Will has handled the injury like a professional, just as we would expect him to. And he's in great shape right now. You know, he's in as good a shape as he's been, you know, since he's been a Pittsburgh Steeler, and been doing everything that he can. You know, from a mental standpoint, you know, he's been doing some special projects, you know, for Aaron. You know, he's been really locked in mentally to our plan, really locked into our opponent. You know, he's been able to help Aaron out, you know, in some really great ways, and he's been able to help out, you know, our coaching staff. So he's done a nice job.
What?
He's been doing some special projects. So, like, Rodgers pays him money on the side.
He's like an intern.
You've deployed people who work for this company.
Yeah.
To do special projects on the side for our show for a small fee.
Yeah.
While they are otherwise kind of not killing time at work, but kind of more overseeing and monitoring.
You guys got on my case before he was injured when I would say things like, I don't think Will Howard is any worse than all of these ballyhooed quarterbacks in the 2026 draft. And I feel better and better and better about that take as time has gone on. What does Drew Aller do better than Will Howard? What does Arch Manning right now do better than Will Howard?
I think Lenora Sellers is still pretty obviously better than Will Howard.
Okay,
physically.
I'll even just be nice and not be in the argumentative mood and give you one. There you go.
I also happen to think Nussmeier's hurt, but I still, he doesn't
like
the world
on fire.
How
about Klubnik? You want to...
Fernando Mendoza, maybe?
How about Klubnik? You want to vouch for him?
No, I would like to vouch for Cade Klubnik going to the CFL after this year. I think Fernando Mendoza is probably the best quarterback in college football right now. I will offer you only this, not really as a conciliatory gesture. There are worse things that a rookie quarterback who's injured could be doing than what amount to high-level research projects, I would assume, for one of the smartest quarterbacks ever to play football.
Yep.
I am not going to sit here and be the sports talk host who tries to convince you that that's going to be the difference maker for Will Howard. Johnny the Barber might hope it is, but there are worse things he could be doing than having to put stuff together for Aaron Rodgers, where Rodgers presumably gives him the where, when, and why.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking Pirates news, Oscar Marine has been fired.
Kind of strange since, you know, the pitching staff was really good.
John Heyman sources Pirates letting go pitching coach Oscar Marine.
Heyman speculating as to why they let go the one guy who would have done a pretty good job.
Dan Zangrilli did mention to us in the 2 o'clock hour about 3 hours ago that coaching changes were coming. I know I've said before, it was only 1 year on the job, but when you're Matt Haig and you preside over the worst hitting team in quite possibly Pirates history, I think you should be one and done. Instead, a pitching coach who was in charge of a top 10 pitching team with several young pitchers making strides was let go.
I would imagine if that is actually not what is happening here, we know it is what's happening, then there has to be something deeper than performance.
I mean, isn't the Occam's razor take on this? Paul Skeens, not a huge Oscar Marine guy.
That's the only Occam's razor take that makes sense. It's certainly what I thought of. I'm glad you're the one
who
said
Skeen
it.
If Paul Skeens says, I'm not a big Oscar Marine guy, I think Oscar Marine is expendable, especially if his contract is up.
Here's a question. If Paul Skeens says that, but he doesn't really have to listen to Oscar Marine because he kind of gets to do what he wants and Oscar Marine helps everybody else, is it a net good to get him out of there?
Maybe Paul Skeens thinks with a better pitching coach,
He'll be even better. Oh, if Paul Skeens thinks having somebody other than Oscar Marine there will make him even better, I'm not sure how much more ceiling there is.
This is worded, though, like when the Steelers move on from a coach. Because the guys are never fired. Their contracts are just not extended. They let the contracts run out. Pirates are letting go of Oscar Marine. Like, doesn't say fired. I don't know if there's any... The word choice there, I think, is just interesting. It's very possible that his deal was up, and because of what we're saying,
it's not us, it's you.
Yeah. All right. Let's play a little name game here. We've got Nelly presiding over today's game. The way it works, two categories have been picked by a Odyssey Pittsburgh employee. Usually one is sports and one is non-sports. The three of us, me, Mulzy, Donnie, go around the room until one of us gets it wrong or one of us runs out of answers. So far, we have played the name game 26 times in 2025. Mulzy's lost 10 times. Donnie and I have lost 8.
Two losses last week for me, but honestly, that was the day of Mulzy within the summer of Mulzy. I didn't care. I truly...
That's when Mulzy was above the law.
I was Big Earn McMulzy.
What was coming out of Mulzy's pores that day, Donnie?
Well, I mean, not just that day. I mean, endorsements have been coming out of this guy's pores all of 2025.
But I was imbued with the stench of victory that day, and no one could take it away from me.
Nelly, do you guys want to customarily go with the sports one first, or you want to break from that? What do you want to do here?
Nelly, I'm just going to say put one in each hand real quick, and I won't look. Give me the one that's in your left hand.
The 12 apostles of Jesus.
Oh, man.
All right.
Catholic school. You better not lose this round.
All right. So there's the Apostle Peter.
Yes.
Simon Peter, if you will.
Are those two different guys?
I thought he was Simon called Peter.
There's Peter and then
okay, so I did an
Simon the blank.
I'm going to go with, well, wait a minute. Now I'm not, that just kind of threw me for a loop. I'm going to just make it easy and go with a guy named Mark.
No, Mark.
What? So he wrote a book.
He wrote a gospel, but he wasn't one of the apostles,
you
brother.
You got to be kidding me.
Let's go! Let's go, Mulzy!
Woohoo!
Oh, my God.
Let's go!
Donnie. That might be one of the shortest in game history.
I think it is the shortest. One and done.
I mean, I at least had a few. Mulzy would have run out the clock on I don't us, know but if I at least had a few. I just put Paul, John, Matthew real quick.
Peter, Paul, Andrew.
Oh, my God.
There should have been an Andrew in there.
Would Judas there have technically Andrew. Been one?
Is there a Paul in there?
I don't see Paul.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no Paul.
Peter, Andrew, John, Simon of Cyrene? No.
Zealot.
Simon the Zealot?
Yeah.
How about Judas? Is he technically one?
He's technically
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, he yeah. would have been
How
one.
How about Doubting Thomas? Thomas?
Doubter.
Thomas, yes.
Did we have...
this sucks.
Was there a Matthew
Shut
in there?
Up, Donnie.
Yes, Matthew. The tax collector.
Was there a Joseph? We have a Big Joe?
There is not a Joseph.
Wait, Matthew the tax collector was his name? That's a great nickname.
In parentheses, tax collector.
Matt Haig.
Matt Haig, the hit collector.
You guys.
Man, why do I not remember the apostles?
You? I didn't even get one.
I know.
I
but
said
like,
a guy named Mark.
A Tribe Called Quest, a guy named Mark. Yeah, you know.
Oh, man.
Oh, I needed that one, Dom. We needed a cheapie.
We did.
Out of this
we
guy.
Did.
What are the rest? Can you just tell me what the rest of them are? Like, I'm embarrassed a little bit here.
James, son of Zebedee.
Yeah, Zebediah.
And then James, son of
Zebedee.
Alphaeus.
Zebedee.
Okay. Two James.
Yeah. Philip, Bartholomew.
Oh, Big Bart.
Thaddeus.
Bart
or
Dart,
Judas,
you could
Thaddeus.
Say.
Thaddeus?
Yeah.
I've gone through 39 years of my life not knowing that there was an apostle named Thaddeus. Did you know that, Donnie?
I didn't know Thaddeus. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I know for a fact there are a lot of people who knew me growing up as Catholic school student Mulzy who are listening to this right now who aren't happy I won. They're disappointed at how poorly I'm doing in the post-round name-off here.
I got my first guess wrong.
Yeah, people know you're a godless heathen.
I mean, that's just like when I said Zeus for great
it.
Gods. And Donnie goes, oh, man, I was a big
That's
Zeus
pretty much
guy.
What happened.
100% what happened. The funniest line
goes,
that has
oh,
ever
man,
been said in this
Zeus
in this
guy.
Segment, in the history of this segment, 26 weeks, I was a big Zeus guy, will have me laughing until my dying day. He looked like he knew the jig was up right then and there. Anyway, now we got a sports one, so Pony will get his win back.
2015, Pirates and Cubs wild card. Who played in that game?
Who played? Oh, man.
So it says wild card players, but I figure we just want to go with who played in the game.
What do
so
you
this
think?
Could be for either team?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Who gets to start here now? You, because you lost, or?
I lost, so I start, right?
Yep.
Andrew McCutchen.
Yes.
The guy whose ball still hasn't landed, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
I need a pen.
Yeah, hold on. I'm just writing these down, but I'll say the guy who beat up a Gatorade cooler, Sean Rodriguez.
Sean Rodriguez, yes. First base in that game.
Yeah, oh, believe me, we remember.
Back to me.
Wasn't the entire logic of that they put him in there, I won't say for who, for defensive purposes,
yes.
It didn't matter because Schwarber hit a ball that entered low orbit?
You said Sean Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Starling Marte.
Starling Marte, left field.
Missed a home run, I thought, on a grand slam, I think it would have been. I think he had bases
That was like
chucked.
The only time in the whole game
and he
it
missed
felt like
it.
They had
he missed it by an inch, and I think if he had connected, I think it would have gone.
Donald? Jake Arrieta.
Jake Arrieta.
Of course.
Yeah, Jake Arrieta never really had another truly incredible season after that, and he also got noticeably smaller.
He wasn't bad the next year, but he was nowhere close to the guy he was.
Anyway, I'm sure it was just a coincidence. Not implying anything there, by the way. Garrett Cole, who had the ball hit off of him
into
low orbit.
Back to me. Gregory Polanco.
Gregory Polanco, leadoff hitter.
Pedro Alvarez.
Yeah, he pinch hit.
2015... Pirates, Cubs, players in the wild card game.
Francisco Cervelli.
Yeah, Cervelli caught.
I still can't believe I went one and done.
I can. It was apostles, not exactly your forte.
Has anybody said Josh Harrison yet?
No, till now.
I'll go with him.
I went 0 for 6 in that game, actually.
Oh, man. Yeah. How did he get 6 at bats? What the hell are you talking about? He didn't go 0 for 6.
It says here he went 0 for 6.
What? There's no way he got 6 at bats. That would imply that they were scoring runs.
Yeah, he only got like 4 hits,
Did he hit second in that game?
He did hit second.
I don't know how he could have, Pony.
Donnie?
Tony Watson.
Tony Watson did pitch in that game.
Oh.
Because he hit somebody. That's how I remember.
Didn't he hit Arrieta?
I think he did, yeah.
Because they were... Arrieta, like, oddly lost control on, like, 4 pitches that hit Pirates players, and then they didn't get mad
remember
until
that
Watson
guy,
hit somebody.
Remember that guy on Twitter, like, talked crap on Arrieta and said, oh, you're really going to feel, like, the wrath of the blackout. And he's like, nah, I'm not, buddy. But thanks for good job trying or something like that. Who's up?
Me. Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant, yes.
Chris Bryant. Neil Walker?
He better
second
have.
Base.
I think this guy would have played. What about Jordy Mercer?
Jordy Mercer, yeah. Right behind Walker in the batting order. Shortstop.
Back to old Malzy.
You know, I know we're getting into nitty-gritty time here already.
PM Team Name Game 2015 Pirates Cubs wild card players.
I have no reason to believe this guy wouldn't have been hitting on that team. Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah. First base.
There's something very game show hosty about you going, yeah, first base. Just given the position. I don't know. It's just very.
Have some fun with it.
It's just very good game show host work.
Dexter
by you.
Fowler.
Yeah. Leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
Home run in that game.
Yes, he did. He didn't hit it. Did he lead off the game with a homer, Pony?
No, he singled.
That's right. That's right.
And
then Schwarber drove him in.
I want to go Addison Russell.
Yeah.
What happened to that guy?
He got into some trouble.
Yeah, real, like, you want to talk about the moral Malzy, like, extreme bad guy rankings? We got, like, a first ballot Hall of Famer right there. He's a piece of garbage.
The truth.
Wow.
It's the truth.
Who's up?
Me.
I'm going to start the clock.
Did they have this guy playing for them by then?
No.
He did the next year.
Just get it wrong and put us out of our misery.
I think I know who he's thinking of.
Yeah, I'm not.
Mark.
I'm going to go with Chris Coughlin.
Position player, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Coughlan.
No.
Yes!
He was on. Wait, okay, so he
didn't
he
play,
had
in, the
play
game.
In the game. Yeah,
he didn't play
because
in the
he's
game.
The guy that took out Jung Ho Gung.
Yep.
So he was on that team.
Well,
I was thinking of Chapman, but he was the next year. That was the guy I was thinking of.
I also they didn't use another pitcher though besides Arrieta.
What the? Well, he went the distance.
That's why I kind of had that in my brain. I thought Coughlin would have like played as a late inning replacement. How many guys were even left that entered the game?
So Fowler played center. Schwarber played the outfield.
Right. He would have been in right field. They would have
put him in left. Who was their left fielder?
Hold on. Let me try to think this out. Addison Russell would have been at short. Starlin Castro would have been at second.
Oh, that's another one I had his name in my mind.
Miguel Rizzo was at first.
Miguel Montero would have caught.
Correct.
Tommy
Chris
LaStella
was at third.
No, I think LaStella was at third.
So LaStella was at third. Bryant started and left and move over to third at some point in the game. And can you name who took over and left?
Just a pure defensive replacement.
Played for the Mets.
Played for the Mets, not Marlon Byrd.
No.
There's no way they would have brought him in as a defensive replacement.
Played for the Mets and was good on defense.
God, The thing that sucks about this question is I had checked out of that game by like the fifth inning that I have no clue who would have come in for the Cubs as a defensive replacement.
I've got to be honest, I'm not even mad at myself here for getting this one wrong.
No, we went through a pretty good amount of names.
Well,
yeah,
since it's guys who played, it's not that many. Because, yeah, you guys pointed out Ariel went the distance.
Who else pitched besides Garrett Cole and
Watson?
Was
Justin Wilson still on that Pirates team?
Yeah, he was.
Did he pitch? I'll be ticked
off.
Did
Bobby Laframboise come in and pitch in that game?
Neither pitched in that game.
Would they have had like Jared Hughes come in at any point?
Oh, I love Jared Hughes.
You did?
Do you want me to name the other pitchers?
Yeah, give me the.
So after Cole, it went Bastardo, Watson, Soria, Melanson.
Wow. Can you imagine me winning with pulling an Antonio Bastardo out of the ether?
Joaquin Soria.
Who was the guy who came in and played left field as the defensive replacement?
Austin Jackson.
I wouldn't have gotten that in a million years.
I don't identify Austin Jackson as a Met. I think that's why you had me flummoxed there. But he did play at the end of his career for the Mets, yeah.
I mean, how many names did we get through there? Almost 20?
Not bad. Better than we did with the Apostles.
17 names before I screwed one up. I mean, that's not bad. That's basically the full nines for each team.
So they let Mark write a book, but he wasn't with the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.